RCMP officers in rural communities and their police colleagues in larger centers remain key players in the continued fight against criminals and criminal organizations in Alberta. And for that, they deserve the ongoing thanks of the community at large. In fact, without the tireless effort of the thousands of officers on duty in this province, Alberta would be a much more dangerous place for citizens in every city, town, village, and rural neighborhood. At the same time, ordinary citizens also continue to play an important role in keeping criminals at bay, including across west-central Alberta. As such, newly announced provincial funding totaling $850,000 earmarked for the Alberta Crime Stoppers program over the next 3 years is both welcome and needed. A not-for-profit organization, Crime Stoppers in Alberta took in more than 18,000 tips in 2020, leading to more than 400 arrests, more than 1,700 charges and the recovery and seizure of $4.3 million drugs, stolen property and illicit cash. By providing ongoing funding to the Crime Stoppers program, the province is helping ensure such positive results continue in 2022. Successful crime prevention requires the involvement of communities, and Crime Stoppers has done tremendous work encouraging citizens to take an active role in preventing and reporting crime, said Alberta Justice Minister Tyler Chandro, noting the new funding will ensure citizens can continue helping keep Alberta's neighborhoods safe. Alberta Crime Stoppers Provincial Director Mark Holick said the new funding will allow citizens to continue to help our police partners reduce crime and make our communities safer. With the trend of big city criminals traveling to rural communities to steal property and commit other crimes continuing unabated these days, it is vital police receive tips from members of the public, whether through the Crime Stoppers program or through citizens contacting police departments directly. As such, this new provincial funding being made available in support of citizen-led crime-fighting efforts is good news for rural Alberta and for the province as a whole. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.